Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon. It's Keith Hubbard here with Pensacola Business Radio. I have Miss Vitina Feo with Papa Vince Olive Oil in the studio today, and I have Miss Mallory Shelton, the Director of Marketing and PR for the Naval Aviation Museum. How are you, ladies?
We're doing real well.
Doing good.
So let's get right into this. Let's, Fatina, tell us about Papa Vince.
Well, my family has been making extra virgin olive oil since 1935, and we really never venture to bring our family extra virgin olive oil to the state. And, you know, there are several reasons for that. But in 2013, we decided that we had to venture. And, you know, one of the biggest reasons is because people don't realize, but fraud is really putting farmers out of the market. And because, you know, you think you're buying extra virgin olive oil, but you really are not. So the prices are really going down for extra virgin olive oil. And we faced a situation where we really needed to survive and we needed to really bring the authentic extra virgin olive oil to the market. So in 2013, my cousin visited me, came all the way here and said, you know, we have to do something to save this. And to be honest, I've never marketed in my life. I've never sold anything in my life. So
you guys are doing good though.
Well, we're doing good because people have been good to us. Yeah. The reality is when they taste the real extra virgin olive oil, they immediately jump on the wagon and they say, how can I help? And they really, you know, take it on themselves to share with all their friends. And, I mean, like the other day, a customer bought 100 little bottles. And I said, what are you going to do with 100 little bottles? She said, I'm going to share those in the Run for Cancer. And so she's going to give it away.
She's going to educate.
Wow. That's right. So that's how we has been really growing and being successful. And that's exciting when people are supporting you.
Yeah. Well, and I think you said it right. There's a lot of, as you called it, sort of fraud, but there's a lot of people that don't know what real extra virgin or just real olive oil should taste like when it's not the pomace or the last press. But I have a culinary background, so I know exactly where you're coming from. But we were talking earlier. I mean, this is the kind of stuff you want to make salad dressings out of, right? And marinades and things where you want that olive oil flavor to come through.
Correct. You know, I tell people this is just not extra virgin olive oil. This is actual juice. I mean, we literally squeeze the olive into the bottle and you can literally taste the olive.
Yeah.
I mean, when people come for our demos, you have to see their faces. I wish I had a camera because it goes from total like skepticism to like, oh my gosh.
To and really realizing that there's an actual flavor profile to
correct,
this stuff.
Correct. Not only an actual flavor. And then what I do is I mix it with some tomatoes. And they can't believe how much flavor the extra virgin olive oil add to the tomatoes or to the sauces and to anything. So I tell people, you know, good extra virgin olive oil, if you really want to take advantage of all the health benefits and of the flavor, the best way to use it is raw, like you were saying, you know, for salads.
And my favorite's the caprese. You get buffalo mozzarella, a fresh garden tomato, some fresh basil.
It's just delicious.
Balsamic and then olive oil. I could eat it all day long.
That's right.
All day long.
It's just delicious. And what I show people is that you can actually also sprinkle the extra virgin olive oil over your food instead of putting more salt or pepper.
It's really good over French fries, actually. It's really good over French fries. A lot of times, especially if you bake them, which a lot of people do now, or you get sort of that thicker cut potato. But as you finish it, you just drizzle a little bit over. And sometimes I'll use a flavored olive oil, like a lemon or something, or I'll make my own, being that I have some culinary background here, but, and just sprinkle it over and it gives it a whole new flavor to French fries. So
I agree.
That's
with
one you can add to your repertoire.
I will. I mean, I've done it with baked potatoes, but not with fried potatoes.
Yeah.
That's brand new to me.
So I'm looking at the label on the bottle and I'm looking here on the website and I see this old man smiling, happy as the day is long. Is that Papa Vince?
That's actually the real grandpa.
So this is
grandpa.
Like legit, right?
That's right. Yeah? That's actually so, grandpa. I mean, he was a very funny man and he really loved his extra virgin olive oil.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny because he learned to actually make extra virgin olive oil working for the night. It's funny because it sounds like a big soap opera, a novel, The Night of the Stephanie. And he was working in the castle of Rampinsery, which is located in Santa Ninfa. That's where he's from. That's where we are from.
Yeah.
And that's where he learned working under him how to really make the best extra virgin olive oil, because it's not just about pressing it. You know, that's what people think. You just grab it and press it. You know, the olive trees are moody.
Yeah. Sort of like the grapes.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's an art. I get it.
It is really an art, and you just have to treat them well. You have to not water them too much, but just water them at the right time because they hate to have their feet wet.
Yeah.
And then you have to really wait for the right time to harvest. You can harvest too early, you can harvest too late, but if you just harvest at the right time, and then you, like grandpa, what he used to do, he wanted to mix the ages of the fruit, like pick the greenest one and then pick one that was more mature, and then he mixed them all up, and then you create a very special flavor that you can actually taste. And, you know, so he was very careful about how you treat the olives and the trees. And then, you know, once you put on the press, that is also a whole process. You want to make sure everything is clean. You don't want to have dirt and leaves, because that really ruins the flavor of the final product. And then you want to make sure you do everything at room temperature. And so there is a lot of variables there that you have to take care of. And, you know, he left all that inheritance with us.
And all that knowledge too.
And all that knowledge. That's right. So, you know, we are excited to really bring a product that people appreciate. I mean, you know.
Yeah. So, and is it true that the olives grow, you know, that their flavor changes by region, sort of like a grape does, right? So Southern Italy olives, completely different taste profile than Northern Italy, right?
Correct.
Or even the island of Sicily, completely different.
Completely different. You cannot compare. You can.
This is why no tomato sauce over there is ever the same.
Correct.
I know. I have an Italian family. I feel you. It was a battle every week on whose was better, but they all had different tastes because they were all from either using ingredients from different regions.
Correct.
Of Italy. So.
Correct. Because the ground is what really gives the flavor to the fruit.
Yeah.
In this case, you know, to the olive. And you can take the same variety. Like this, this extra virgin olive oil that we are bringing to the state is only made with Nocellara del Belice. Which
God, sounds so romantic, doesn't it?
Yeah. It is. It's very romantic.
She just throws that accent on it. It just sounds sexy.
Yes.
But you know, Nocellara del Belice is very well known through history for being the best table olive. You know what that means? You know, to make olive to eat on the table, and to make the best extra virgin olive oil. And the reason we use this is because of all the olives variety in the world, this is the one that is the least bitter.
Really?
That's right. Because not every olive produces good extra virgin olive oil. And people don't realize that. It's like not every orange produces good orange juice.
Right.
Not every apple. You know, specific varieties yield a better product than others. And Nocellara del Belice is one of those few varieties that doesn't have much bitterness. So technically we can squeeze it and we don't have to do any flavor correction.
Yeah.
You can go, and most of the extra virgin olive oils that you buy, you're going to notice that they are doing flavor correction. And that's why they mix it with olives from Morocco, olives from Chile, because what happens is they're so bitter, and so they are forced to do some type of blending. And I've heard even people saying, which I think is funny, they're saying that they're selling extra virgin olive oil, but then they tell you, we remove the polyphenols And I'm like, well, you know, if you remove the polyphenols, it's no longer virgin.
Right.
Because virgin is supposed to be untouched, like a woman who has never been touched. And, you know, if you touch her and you took her polyphenols away, that's it. I mean, it's not virgin anymore, you know? And then people go, oh, I didn't think of that.
You know, the other thing that I get from some of just the more random ones that you see is you'll get that film sort of... It's hard to explain, but you know it when you taste it. So you have some olive oil or you've had a dressing that's supposed to be, and you get this sticky film in your mouth. When you get real virgin olive oil that is clean like this, it does not do that.
Correct.
So, and that's probably the easiest way to tell the difference between something that's real and something that's not.
That's the first thing people tell me. They go, this is so clean. This is so fresh. This is so pure. That's the first thing they say. Yeah. And because it doesn't have that stickiness. And I tell people there are two reasons for that film. The first reason is because probably it's mixed with other oils, hazelnut oil or whatever. And that's why you're getting that film. And the other reason is, and people don't realize this, is because, you see, when you press your olives, you can press a fresh olive or you can press a rotten olive.
Yeah.
Like you can press a fresh orange or you can press a not so fresh orange. Okay. And then I tell people, you would be surprised how most of the industry presses rotten mildew olives. And they look at me and they go, why would they do something like that? I said, and I tell them it yields 90%.
Yeah.
When we pressed green olive, it only yields 13%. Can you see the price difference? And they go like, oh my gosh. And I say, and the reason most oils have that nasty, heavy taste is because it's really a rotten fruit.
Yeah.
That you are eating the juice of a rotten fruit. And that's what you are tasting. And that's why so many people, you know, it has this aftertaste.
Right.
That's what they call it. They call it aftertaste. Yeah. And I say, and that's what it is, you know?
Well, and I think that's just it, is that a lot of people don't know the difference. So they don't know what that is until you show them.
And and they're looking for first cold press. And I tell them, yes, I mean, it is first cold press mildew olives. But they didn't write it all on the label, you know? And so I tell them, you have to really look for the FFA, which is the acidity level.
Mm-hmm.
The lower the acidity, the fresher, the better was the quality of the fruit at the time of pressing.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, if you look at Papa Ving's, it has less than 0.26. And I tell everybody, good olive oil acidity is going to be always lower than 0.3. Anything higher than that means that the quality of the fruit was not at his best, at its best.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So is your family still over in Italy, like running this, you don't call it a vineyard. What's it called?
An orchard.
An orchard. Okay. Mm-hmm. So an olive orchard.
Il villetto. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, so there she goes with all that sexy Italian stuff again. So, but they're still over. I mean, this is truly family business.
It is family business. They're all there. The only people that is here is my mom, my husband, and my children.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And where are you guys out of? Because I know, like,
you mean in the States?
Yeah,
we are in Gulf Shores.
Okay,
that's where we have we call it a distribution center, but you know what it really is? It's a warehouse.
It's your office. It's your office.
An office. That's right. You know, I tell people, you know, we don't want to make things look like big, and we're just a family, bringing the best.
Yeah,
you know, that's all.
So if somebody wants to get a hold of this, where can we send them? Both locally, and I know you and I talked about Amazon, so I want to get into that. But where can people find this locally here in Pensacola?
If they are from Pensacola, they can find it in Apple Market.
Yep.
And they can find it also in the Cash Saver. If you are on 98, mm-hmm. the Scenic Drive. Gosh, and I don't remember the name of that street.
Navy.
Bonner. Something like that. Start with a B. It's right there. Okay, so those are the two places. Oh, and there is another Cash Saver that they just opened in I forgot the name of the street. But there is another Cash Saver that they just opened right here in Pensacola, and they can find it there too.
Okay. All right, so now let's talk about the big move that you guys just made. Because you're getting Amazon to ship this stuff, right?
That's right.
Okay. And, which is cool because then the people don't have to go anywhere. They can literally go to Amazon.
Correct. The nice thing about Amazon, if you are a Prime customer, no shipping.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a big, big advantage. And we are excited about being in Amazon because it's really is helping us to reach out a bunch of people that we were not able to reach
before. Yeah, you just went nationwide real quick.
We were and I'm telling you the secret. And the secret is my customers. I mean, I call my customers and I say, leave me a review on Amazon.
Yeah.
And they really has been so faithful. And they write the best reviews ever. I mean, I've compared with other reviews and it's like, so what's happening is people are reading the reviews and they're going like, this is really authentic.
Yeah.
I mean, people are saying, I have been using this extra virgin olive oil for a year. It's the best extra virgin olive oil ever. And they tell their stories, you know, how they find me. That's all in Amazon. It's hilarious. And so people are really buying from all over the United States. They're getting the little bottle. I mean, like I was telling him, we just started a month ago and we already ship 100 bottles.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is awesome.
Brand new customers, you know, so I'm really excited about that.
So if I'm on Amazon, I just search Papa Vince.
You just search Papa Vince and it's going to come up.
I don't see too many other Papa Vince's, especially that look like Papa Vince, you know. So, and I've got your website here pulled up now. So, popevents.com, we can also order off of this. Is that correct?
Yes, you can.
Okay. So, and then do you guys have, I see here there's a couple different size bottles. So what's your most, the one we're looking at now, which is what, 32 ounces?
Is, 16.91.
Okay. So 60, yeah, I guess 32. That's a culinary term. That's what I'm used to. I'm used to buying stuff in like gallons and cases and all
that's
that.
Right.
Let's say we're using that for just salad dressings or some marinades or flavoring. That's going to last somebody how long?
It should last them a month.
Yeah. I mean, because you're not using a bunch to cook with, right? Because the flavor's so strong.
This is what I tell people. If you want to cook with it, you are welcome. Your food is going to taste 10 times better.
Yeah.
People have told me that. Okay. But if you are on a stringent, if you are tight with your budget, then I tell people, hey, this is a great replacement for salad dressing.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, here you're trying to eat healthier, you're buying salad, and then you put that salad dressing
that is
made out of chemicals.
Which is what I do. Or Caesar. I drown it in that stuff.
I mean, you know, you are ruining your efforts. I say just get Papa Vince extra virgin olive oil and I tell them just put like a spoon on top of it with a little bit of salt and pepper and it's heaven. You don't need anything else.
Yeah. And one of my favorite combinations salad wise is oil and vinegar.
Correct.
Oil and red wine vinegar. So what a way to just accentuate, like you said, all your hard work. You cut up all that lettuce and the vegetables and the tomatoes and everything else.
And then you put ranch.
Yeah. not anymore, though, apparently. I'm going to get scolded for it. So, well, I'll tell you, Tina, let's tell them one more time. Where can they find you?
They can find me locally in Gulf Shores. Our warehouse is located right in front of Publix on Highway 59. If they're looking for a product, they can find us in Apple Market, in the Cash Savers in Pensacola. If you are on the Alabama side, you can find us in Rouse's and in the Piggly Wiggly's, all in Baldwin County. They're all bringing our product to.
I forgot they still had Piggly Wiggly's.
Oh, they are
do. They've
awesome.
Got one down towards Apalachicola that I stopped by on the way to hiding out for a little while because that's where I go to get off grid. But there's one left there. So, but there's a bunch of, that's where you guys are, huh?
That's right. Baldwin County is a bunch
really cool.
of them. Yeah. And they're very nice to work with and they love local people and they have supported us from the beginning.
Very cool. Did you ever think that you'd be coming to the States to sell the family's olive oil?
Not really.
Yeah. Is that what brought you guys here in the first place?
Not really. You know, I came here a long time ago, like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And I got a degree from UCLA and then I married my husband and then we end up in Alabama because his dad retired in Alabama and we wanted to raise our kids, you know, with grandparents. That's how I end up here. But, you know, like I said, my family is still back in Italy, except for my mom. She couldn't live without me.
She had to come with you, huh? That's a typical Italian family right there.
That's
mom's going everywhere.
That's right. But the cool thing is that if you join our group, I mean, if you join our newsletters, I was gonna say
it's popped up a couple of times while I've been here.
That's
so
right.
You can get some updates and all that stuff, putting your
no,
email.
Not
in
only
and all
updates,
that.
My mom and I cook together every Saturday and we send you our recipes and people get a kick out of it. And you know, we cook very simple. Italians really cook very, very simple, and most of our meals can be done in less than 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people love it.
It doesn't really take 4 days to make tomato sauce, does it?
Correct.
No.
It really doesn't.
No, that is something I learned going through culinary school and then finally getting to the nitty gritty of my grandmother's recipe box was, you know, what was always told, it takes so long, Keithy, it takes so long. And then you find out, we were kind of, you know.
Exactly.
Hanging out in the kitchen and really just didn't feel like coming out, you know? So. Well, Vitia, thank you for coming in today and sharing this with me. And you're leaving me a bottle, so I cannot wait. I'm going to crack it open tonight and make something with it. I promise you. So,
okay.
We have another thing here. We do is a foodie life hour where I get some foodies in and other restaurant people and stuff. And so I'm going to save one of those bottles for when they're coming so
perfect.
That we can crack it open and they can taste it and get in on it. So again, people can find you at popevents.com. I want to send them to Amazon because I think that's tremendous from you guys to go from a small warehouse to now you're nationwide. So that's huge. So,
yes.
So search Pop Events on Amazon and, buy some awesome olive oil.
Thank you.
You hang out with us for a little while?
Yes, I want to be here.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Good. All right. So Mallory, Shelton, how are you?
Doing good. Now that my mouth is watering.
I know, right? You're all ready for
salivating.
Not ranch dressing.
Yeah. I'm thinking about I need to find a bottle of this stuff.
Well, I think she might know where you can get one.
Definitely. I'm interested for sure. That was great.
Okay. So Mallory, you do the marketing and the PR for the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation.
I do.
I didn't know they needed one.
Yeah. Oh, yes, they do.
But then you handed me this sheet with like all of these things going on.
Yeah.
So let's talk about them because you guys are busy.
We are. The last couple weeks and upcoming week are big weeks for us. This Saturday, we've got our annual Halloween event. This is actually the 17th year that the museum is doing this. And it's a really fun, great opportunity for the community to come out with the kids, enjoy the museum kind of in a different way. You know, in costumes, always fun. Our volunteers, they dress up and we give out candy to the kids.
I was gonna say, you had me at free candy.
Oh yeah. I think, we're at about like 220 pounds of free candy sitting in my office. And you would be surprised. Have not popped open one
really?
Bag. I think you know, in that amount, the excessive amount, it kind of makes me sick
that
much. But yeah, we are ready for the kids this weekend.
So, okay. Everybody wants to know. And let's just face it. Halloween's about good candy. And you always go where you know there's going to be good candy. So are we talking 220 pounds of candy corns? Or are we talking like 220 pounds of like Skittles and Snickers and the good stuff?
We've got the good stuff.
You got the good stuff.
We have got the good stuff. I personally went out, got the candy at Sam's and I picked all the good stuff. But, you know, on a different note, we had several different, donations.
Yeah.
Some of the Publix and Walmart and Winn-Dixie's around here donated candy to us and they gave us
like Butterfingers and
Kit Kats. Yeah, we've got it all. I tell you, we've got a little bit of everything sitting up there in the office ready for them this Saturday.
So, and I think something else that always gets hit on when I see, excuse me, groups doing stuff like this, it's safe.
It is.
You know, you guys, you're all inside, right?
Yep. Uh-huh.
And so you can let the kids kind of run around.
Yep.
You don't have to be right on them. You don't have to follow them with the car. You don't have to worry about them getting hit by a car.
Exactly.
You know, so I think that's a huge thing that for communities to understand.
Definitely. And you know, right now on we have a Facebook event page for this and we've had a lot of people comment on there, you know, this is free. This is safe. Tagging friends saying, hey, this is a fun place to come. Let's go on Saturday. So, it is. It's from 10 to 2. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, what I've been telling parents, too, is it gives them enough time. Go home. Get the kids down for a nap.
Yep.
Get them dinner.
Get them unsugared.
And then get them sugared back up when it comes time for trick-or-treating.
Yeah. So, and I see you guys are offering free Magic of Flight for the IMAX. And you guys have 10% off regular price items from the flight deck. So just a really cool event.
Yeah, there's a lot to do. Come in, like I said, 10 to 2. There's a lot of different specials going on. Over in Hangar Bay 1, we have a 4D Blue Angels experience. Not really like a simulator. I think it's cooler than that. You go in and you basically feel like you're flying with the Blue Angels.
Yeah.
And so kids in costume come in with their parent and the kids get in free. But yeah, and then we've got the mascot meet and greet. That's new this year. We were able to partner with the big time mascots around here, the Blue Wahoos, the Pensacola.
Yeah, what's his name? Kazoo?
Kazoo. Kazoo. Yeah, yeah. Kazoo's going to be there. The Pensacola Ice Flyers Maverick and the Chick-fil-A Cow and Smokey the Bear. They're going to be there in the Blue Angels atrium. And this is for kids to kind of walk across stage, give them hugs, let their parents take pictures of them in their costumes. And that's from 12 to 1.
Cool. Very cool. Okay, so Halloween's over. I know you guys have like, this is the year. I mean, this is the busy part of the year for everybody. So I see there's 1, 2, 3, 4. There's almost 6 other things on here. So start at the top.
Well, we've got a couple different things going on. Those might be broken out. The big one for us is the next one. It's Wednesday next week. We are actually having an exclusive screening and black tie gala for the Last Man on the Moon movie. A little bit about that. It features the life and story of Captain Gene Cernan, and he is the last man on the moon. So the last footprints that have been on the moon. And he also was a naval aviator, which means he came through Pensacola NAS, did his training there, and he will be in the museum Wednesday night to show his new movie.
Wow. Cool.
And, that movie won't hit theaters until I think the dates are either February 20th or the 27th. So this is kind of a like an exclusive time to see it.
Yeah, 3 months ahead of time.
Yeah, before it hits the theaters. And it has not been released. I think it hit a couple film festivals. But we are really looking forward to that. We've got tickets that are still available if you visit our website. And the night is going to be so exciting. Kicks off with a cocktail reception in the Hangar Bay 1 right in front of our Apollo exhibit. So it's a model of that in the backdrop. You get the cocktails and you move in and watch the movie and hear from Captain Gene Cernan.
So I get to meet an astronaut?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I talked to him on the phone.
How many times do you get that opportunity in your life?
It really was awesome. I got to talk to him on the phone last week. And one of the questions that was asked was, you know, what was it like being on the moon? Mm-hmm. And what I thought was so powerful is he said, it was like sitting on God's front porch.
Yep.
And I said,
just kind of looking down, huh?
And then he says, then when you look back at planet Earth, you worry about how you're going to get back.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, then you start wondering. But it really was a cool experience. It's a once in a lifetime. He wants to give back to Pensacola. And he says, without, you know, his career in naval aviation and coming here, he would not have been to the moon. So he owes a lot to the area. And we can't wait to have him back in the museum.
Yeah. I could imagine that all the problems in the world kind of shrink when you're just sort of looking back a couple million miles.
Exactly. I couldn't even believe it. But, you know, he was so down to earth. And we asked him, we said, do you get tired of answering that question? And he was so honest. And he said, I do. I do. And we asked him, you know, were you scared? And he said, no, if you had any business being scared, you shouldn't have been going shouldn't have been going to the moon. So that was interesting.
Or if you had a weak stomach.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. But it was so amazing to hear from him.
Well, that's going to be cool. Okay. So that's Wednesday. That's next week. Wednesday, November 4th. So where do we send them if they want to get tickets or sign up?
We've got tickets available at navalaviationmuseum.org. It'll be the homepage image. You click on it. You can call us at 850-453-2389. If you have any questions about that and just a little something that goes along with that event, we've got a silent auction going right now. It's online and we're going to carry it through that night. And we have got some really unique items, a Fender guitar that is signed by 13 astronauts.
Wow.
We're so excited about that. The bids have been coming in for that one, so we're excited. But pictures are on the Facebook page. An Apollo-themed watch. It's very nice. And then lastly, it's a flight experience. You get to go up in a Stearman 708 open-air cockpit plane. And basically, that's the same plane that the World War II student naval aviators flew.
Oh, very cool.
And that experience, the bid only starts at $1,000. So I can imagine once people hear about this, they're going to jump on it. But you go up for a day, fly over Pensacola Beach, downtown Pensacola, around the entire city with you and the pilot.
That's cool.
And I'm actually going to meet with him today, but he explained to me that if they're brave enough, he said, we can do barrel rolls and we can do it all.
Yeah, like you see at the air show.
Yeah. And he is actually involved in the air show as a gentleman, Mr. Roy Kinsey. And so he is donating this, flight experience. And so I said, good luck to the person who's going up, but I'm not willing to do any type of rolls.
Well, you've seen them, they stall out and then they just kind of flop around.
Down. No, thank you.
I would do. I would so do it.
Place your bid today.
Very cool. All right. So you got some other stuff too. What's Discovery Saturday?
Discovery Saturday is a program that we do for the community. It's bi-monthly. So every other month on the third Saturday, we have a guest speaker and we have a big following for this at different topics. We've had snipers come out. We have the one coming up November 21st. It's a gentleman who his seat failed to eject out of his cockpit, out of his plane. And he fell 15,000 feet. That's 3 miles from the sky.
Yeah, that's the 3 mile
bridge.
That's
3 miles.
That's
exactly.
3 mile bridge.
And he survived. And so he basically is going to come out, tell us his story. He has pictures. And, you know, when I go to these programs, being in this position, I'm fairly new. It's been 3 months, but this is probably my favorite part about it is I feel like I'm going to listen to my grandpa tell his story. And it really is touching. It's amazing to hear. Be a part of history. And so, he'll be out. Cliff Judkins is his name. He'll be out that Saturday, November 21st. Starts at 10 o'clock. It's free. Just come out and join us and listen to his presentation. They normally do autographs afterwards. So it really is just a cool program that we do every other month.
Very neat. And obviously it's a different theme or different guest every other month.
So, oh, yeah.
And you do those all year round.
Yep. We do them all year round. And there's so many friends of the museum and so many people right here in this area that have great stories. And typically they're all aviation related. And so a lot of things you may not think you'd be interested in, but it's very cool once you get in and hear and get the background on the person and really get to connect. And like I said, it feels like you're listening to a relative, you know, or grandfather telling his stories.
Well, and you think you hit on something is that you don't really realize how much is here in town.
Oh, no.
And how much more there is to the museum than just going to see the planes or watch a movie. Because I know there have been many rainy days with the kids where it's like, okay, well, what are we going to do? And, you know, one of them will say the museum, and the other one says, oh, we already did that. But the fact of the matter is no, you didn't, because you guys really have so much other stuff out there than just walking around to see planes.
There is. And I always encourage people too. What I've learned, next time you go to the museum, go on one of the free tours throughout the museum. We have tours with their old aviator. They're retired, but they hearing it from them and reading it off a plaque is completely
different.
Because not only do they know that plane from top to bottom, but they have a story of when they flew that plane, when they crashed that plane, or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Do that. And we also have flight line trolley tours. You jump in the trolley. It's completely free. They take you out on the flight line and you get to see all the aircraft that's basically being worked on that we then move into the museum or we loan out to other museums across the U.S. And so those are two, tours that we have that I don't think a lot of people take advantage of, and it's free. Why not?
Yeah. And I forgot, you guys, you really are a hub for the other aviation museums in the country.
We are. We have a lot of items on loan, but we also borrow, you know, pieces from other museums. So it's kind of a great exchange that we have.
Yeah. So it's always changing, which was my whole point with all this. So, okay. So the next subject I've got here, this one I probably think takes the cake for me, and this is the National Flight Academy, because when I did LEAP in 2012, we went out and toured this thing right when it was like coming on board. So it had all the computer stuff in it and all the modulation, and you could camp out there for a week, and it was like being on an aircraft carrier, when I just thought that was the coolest thing, and I'm, you know, way big kid, but you know, that's what it is, right?
It really is. The National Flight Academy, you know, not enough people know about this. Go on Facebook, Instagram, whatever tool you use, go on and like the National Flight Academy. It is an immersive STEM program. It is, we consider it a premier STEM academy, and it's right here in your backyard. And just to give you an idea, as you had mentioned, you go into this massive facility, the landlocked aircraft carrier. You go in, you smell like you're on an aircraft carrier, you feel it. We have the whole aircraft carrier mocked out to where you literally think you're at sea.
Yep.
I mean, we have like the windows tinted out with like images of the sea. That way kids, once they're in this immersive environment, they really do forget where they are.
Yeah. I mean, aside from the building rocking back and forth, you really felt like you were out at sea.
Oh, of course. And you know, people think, oh, okay, well, I'm either too old or I can't send my kid for a week. We have so many programs available at the National Flight Academy. Of course, we've got our 6-day deployment program in the summer. Registration for that is opening up on November 1st. Their seats are filling quickly, but we also have different programs, 3-day programs, perfect for a 3-day weekend. Boy Scout troops, Girl Scout troops come out. We've got 1-day adventures and we have those every month and those are only $10. Okay. Go online, register early because those seats do book up. And with the $10, it's a morning that you can drop your child off. They come and enjoy an activity with us at the National Flight Academy and lunch is included. So moms, dads, drop your kids off, go out for
you
the morning.
You can't even get a babysitter for that cheap.
Go have brunch and then come back and your kids are going to be so enthusiastic about the National Flight Academy.
Yeah. Or unless you're like me and then you kind of try to hang out in the background and go through it too.
We have a couple parents that will email and say, hey, can you register my 2 grandkids or my son or daughter? And we're also going to stay and hang out. And so we encourage you. I mean, if it's such a cool place to experience, if you haven't come out, we just redid a new lobby experience. And so when you come into the lobby, it's open to guests and it is very interactive. We've got mini iPads for you to go on, murals on the wall, really telling what the Flight Academy is. If you're interested or you're in the museum and you see the big building and you kind of want to know a little bit more, come on over, walk in the lobby, see the flight experience, and the lobby experience, get some, you know, pamphlets and marketing brochures and learn about it. But there's so many opportunities, not only for kids, but for adults.
Yeah. I'm telling you, my face is smiling ear to ear. It was so cool. It was so, all the computers, the technology, just all, everything that goes into piloting one of those massive machines, let alone landing an airplane on it or taking off.
I can't imagine. And we've got, 30 simulated simulators inside. And so you actually get in the simulator and you're flying.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. It's unreal how realistic it really is.
It's like Xbox times 100.
Oh, God. Yeah. It's such a cool experience. And we've got the Naval Aviator Experience. And that is for organizations or businesses looking to do kind of a team building workshop or program. It can be modeled towards any group or business.
Right.
We just had a couple groups come through this week. They spend the day with us and it's such a great team building exercise. It's out of the box. It's not the usual, you know, icebreakers that you get at any other meeting. You actually get in a flight suit. You drop your ego and your name tags at the door and you become a naval aviator. You put a suit on, you put a helmet and you're one of us for the day.
Yeah.
And so it is so cool.
All working through problems and using the same skills just in a completely different scenario.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very cool, which is why Leap ended up there and why we were exploring that avenue. But it's so neat. So what have we not covered that you guys have going on?
Well, I think we've covered just about everything. Our big highlight, again, is just Halloween this weekend. We can't wait to see you out. Come and see us and then go trick-or-treating that night. Hopefully the weather stays clear. And if not, we're all indoors, so we're not worried about that.
That's right. You'll have your candy before it's even dark.
Exactly. And then, of course, the Gene Cernan exclusive screening of his film in Black Tie Gala. Tickets are available on the website or you can give us a call.
Okay, so where are we sending them for the website?
NavalAviationMuseum.org.
Okay, and then, of course, they can find you on Facebook, just Naval Aviation Museum,
uh-huh,
right?
We've got Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well.
Oh, wow, you're busy, aren't you?
Yes, we are, but it's fun.
Very cool. Well, I want to thank both of you ladies for coming in here today and talking about your businesses and what you do. I'm going to go home and plan a trip to the Naval Academy, and I'm going to make myself a caprese salad for dinner tonight. So, and if someone else I know is probably listening to the show, yes, I will make you one too, because we both love them very much. So, again, we're going to share all of your links that you guys have for both the websites and for the Naval Museum on our site as well. You guys can find us at Pcola Radio X for Twitter, or you can find us at Pensacola Business Radio for Facebook, or on our website at pensacola.businessradio.com. Again, ladies, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your biplane meeting, I guess, is what you're getting to go to. So, okay, you guys, this has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.